Hello, everyone. Welcome to the July 25th, 2015 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. So, let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions, and see what's on the celestial agenda for July 25th to August 1st and beyond. The big news this week is Venus beginning its retrograde period on Saturday, July 25th. Every year and a half or so, Venus goes through a 6 weeks-long retrograde phase. Venus is an important planet. Its significations have a lot to do with what makes life enjoyable. For the next 6 weeks, the planet of romance, agreements, aesthetics, finance, and guidance will appear to be moving backwards through the zodiac. Generally, a planet's significations suffer when the planet is in the retrograde condition. The planet is being held back from normal forward motion in the zodiac. This delays the manifestation of what that planet represents. Venus is the planet of agreement. For instance, the recently crafted Iran deal will, undoubtedly, have to wait for final approval. A retrograde planet is, in effect, revisiting a span of the heavens that it previously traveled through. Therefore, the energy is one of going back over. Thus, romance will be reconsidered while Venus is retrograde. Typically, this results in a cooling-off period for romantic affairs. But sometimes, it means that couples who have already broken up will get back together again. A week after Venus goes retrograde, it will reconnect with Jupiter, backing over the planet of increase and enlargement. Jupiter's positive energy can make things appear better than they really are, resulting in a sort of rose-colored glasses syndrome. But this doesn't last, because by mid-August, Venus backs into Cancer and joins with the Sun, meaning Venus becomes combust. We can't see it anymore. Also, in Cancer, Venus will get influenced by Mars, the planet of aggression and combat. Already disadvantaged by being retrograde, Venus now has to deal with the planet of attack. What follows is a further deterioration of Venus's significations. For instance, the equities and commodities markets will likely be adversely affected, since Venus is the planet of finance and values. The Venus-Mars combination reaches a crescendo at the end of August, when the two planets will be exactly conjunct. Finally, on September 6th, Venus's retrograde period ends. Venus is still together with Mars in Cancer, and therefore still under pressure from Mars, but at least now back to forward motion. Venus significations gradually return to normal operations, and by mid-September, after Mars leaves Cancer, Venus is able to manifest without interference. So, over the coming weeks, there will be lots of events connected to the Venus situation, and I will elaborate on the analysis as things develop. Also this week, Mars will be changing signs. The planet of action and aggression leaves Gemini and enters Cancer on Thursday, July 30th. Cancer is Mars's sign of debilitation, meaning that the planet of actions and aggression behaves poorly in this sign and is more prone to manifest as overreactive emotions, impatience, volatility, accidents, and projects getting off to a bad start. Mars will be in Cancer for about 6 weeks, leaving the sign in mid-September. In next week's show, I will do an analysis of Mars in Cancer for each rising sign. And one more thing. On the last day of this month, Friday, July 31st, there will be a full moon at 13 degrees Capricorn. Note that the full moon will be opposite Mercury and opposite Mars, which has just entered the moon's sign Cancer the day before. Thus, the energy of this full moon is more volatile and reactive than usual. Capricorn people especially have to be careful of their actions, since the full moon will fall in their ascendant. Okay, that'll do it for this week. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.